So Lee Roberts, South Coast Sports Radio, with someone we spoke to last week at the big match. He's here again, another charity event. Darren Anderton, ex-England international. What was it like playing for a Scottish team, Darren, having played for England?
Yeah, it was all right, actually. It was a little bit of banter with Andy Gorham about Euro 96, of course, which is always nice. But yeah, just played in the game in Fernando Rickson's benefit game early in the new year, and you know, Graham Roberts and that just asked if I fancied coming down and being a guest for them today. So yeah, great cause and lovely to be part of it. It was hot and it was tough out there, but we won in the end.
A lot of people have compared, I've compared Portsmouth to Rangers. Of course, you played for Portsmouth. Do you feel there's a lot of similarities between the teams at the moment?
Most certainly is, with the way things have gone, but you know, probably more importantly, the support that both clubs have is fanatical, and you see the support that Rangers have down here in Bognor Regis in the middle of summer. It's frightening, really. It really is, and fair play to them that they come and they turn out for these charities to watch old players that they still have a lot of respect for. So to be part of that and see all that today is really nice.
It must have been nice to actually been involved. Obviously, last week you were involved with the big match. I'm just trying to remember if you were on the winning side on that one or not. Well, you were on the winning side on this one. What was it like playing in a charity game, though? What does it mean to you to be asked?
Well, it's always nice to be asked. If someone asks you to play, then of course it's a nice thing, especially as a guest to play for someone like Rangers. In fact, I actually signed for them when I left Spurs. But unfortunately, I wasn't fit enough at the time as far as the doctor was concerned. So it didn't actually happen. But if they had wanted me to, I would have signed for them. So that was a shame. So it was nice to be out there and play today. My dad was a Scotsman and a Rangers fan, so that's nice.
And obviously, your dad being was a Rangers fan. How do you feel Rangers will get on this season? As an outsider, how do you think they'll do this season, Darren?
I think they'll do well. They've always got a chance with the support they've got and the quality of the club. They've always got a chance, haven't they? And you want to see them back up there, challenging Celtic. That's what it's all about. That's what Scottish football is missing at the moment, and it's a real shame. So the sooner that happens, the better.
And we could talk about a number of your old clubs as well. I will mention Tottenham. You play for Tottenham. Of course, will this be the year they can possibly make the push once again into the top four?
Hopefully. I think it'll be difficult, though. I think last year was a good opportunity. Lots of teams changing managers, that sort of thing. And it was a good opportunity, I thought, last year to possibly push on and get in the top four. It didn't happen, unfortunately. But they got to go again this year, and they need a good start. All the teams, they get better every year. So the longer you're out of it, the more difficult it is to get back into that top four.
Darren, thank you very much for speaking with us. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much. Cheers.